You've been looking at how agencies are using mobile devices. Do you think we are far from the post-PC era?
I definitely think we are well into the post-PC era. Today, whether it be in our schools or whether it be in our government agencies, people expect the ability to be able to get the information they need and access anytime, anyplace, anywhere. And mobile devices are the perfect way to provide that capability.
The whole idea of not using PCs or of PCs taking no longer being the dominant mechanism technology piece in agencies is something that we wouldn't have even thought of 2, 3, 5 years ago for sure. What's driving this turnover so quickly?
Well, when you look at the cost savings and the productivity improvement that can be gained by mobile devices, it's dramatic. So, as I mentioned, you know, even whether you're at my daughter's school, for an example, they have now started next quarter in bring your own device. And the productivity gains are huge. And it's a perfect storm between the mandates being put out by the administration on telework to the retention of employees to the productivity improvements that really need to be gained by the reduction in the overall budget, right down to telecommuting and being able to save on gas prices. We all know the gas prices are very, very high. This is something that's not something that needs to be embraced, but is a storm coming on quickly. And if we embrace it very, very, very hard and with some organization, it can be a real boon for the federal government.
All right. You and Carisoft and Meritalk have some new numbers out that say that half of federal employees doubt their agency can get the job done without alternatives to the PC. The things that you just talked about, are those the major factors driving that, or is there something else that maybe we're not thinking of yet that you've seen?
Well, you know, certainly we've already talked about just the 20-somethings expect any place, any time, and that's a good percentage of our workforce. But really it comes down to that perfect storm of, you know, the mandates, yes, but also it's the budget cuts. So if you look at even the executive order of reducing overall IT budgets by 20%, in particular calling out the IT budget, this is a perfect way to reduce the cost. So let's look at this for a moment. By providing the ability to be able to provide a mobile computing strategy, you're able to customize the access of how a government employee accesses their information. So it's more personalized on the persona versus just one size fits all. So they can tailor it, and it can be lower cost. So the cost of a tablet, for an example, is drastically less than a laptop. If that's all somebody really needs to really be productive and actually even provide greater productivity, why would we, as a taxpayer, want to provide them with a PC that's connected to the desk when we can provide a much more productive, lower cost solution with a tablet?
You know what I'm starting to hear, though, and tell me if I'm if my anecdotal hearing is wrong. I'm starting to hear that there is at least a minority of executives who were early adopters of tablets who are starting to maybe fatigue a little bit when it comes to them and are thinking, you know what, to really be effective at the level at which I have to perform, I might need to go back to a laptop. Maybe I'm going to look at a PowerBook so I'm not lugging around a 6-pound brick anymore. But I'm thinking a little bit differently. So is it maybe a little bit early to go full bore into the tablet era, if we want to call it that?
Well, the post-PC era isn't just mean the tablet era. It just doesn't mean just you have your smartphone, your Android, or your iPhone. It means that you can choose the device that's required for what your needs are then. So let's take a look at that for a moment. Virtualization today is very much used throughout the federal government. We're fortunate enough to have probably about 90% of the virtualized workloads in the federal space. That same enabling technology that allows the adoption of cloud computing can allow IT executives to manage using the same approach, whether you're talking about a laptop or whether you're talking about a PC on a desk or whether you're talking about a mobile device. So being able to allow somebody to change that persona, maybe moving back and forth between those devices, which some may be personally provided or maybe some are government provided, virtualization is an enabling technology, but simplifies it. And once you simplify something, you can organize around it, and then you can provide mandates or policies around it that provide you a mechanism to make sure that it's secure, that you have standards out there no matter what kind of device somebody is utilizing.
You mentioned earlier, Aileen, that the federal government, this is not something that the federal government can afford to just let happen to it. It has to happen to this concept of a post-PC era, have a strategy in place. As you talk to your customers in the federal government, what is the biggest challenge that they're having in meeting this? Is it money? Is it leadership that understands what you're talking about, that this is a revolution that's happening? Is it something else?
You know, first off, I really have to give credit to the government right now. They're doing the right things. Mr. Van Roepel has come out with the federal mobile strategy and has opened it up to get feedback from industry to really help jumpstart this activity. There's several agencies across the board that have already come out with the same type of strategies, procurements, or already mandates that are associated with it, whether it be DISA, the Air Force, the Army has come out with several. So it's across the board that we're seeing it. So first off, I think we need to give credit that the government has already seen this and had already embraced it. So they have to address this right now because of the budget cuts. And this is an easy way or a very simple way to find that 20% reduction. So I really think for once, the approach that's happening right now is not as big as an issue as in the past. Now, certainly we all would like to see some IT or procurement reform that would make it a little bit easier to be able to change funding from one way or another. But this one is a little bit easy to deal with because you already have those same kind of cost streams. And the savings are so great and the productivity improvements are so great, it's a little bit more effective and easier to get it done.